Isaiah chapter number 6 and verse number 8. It says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Verse 9 says, "And he said, Go." And I want to stop right there. Everybody said, "Here am I, send me." Now everybody said, "And he said, Go." Praise God. With God's help, I'd like to preach from that thought today. He said, Go. Praise God. Let's pray this morning and let's ask for God's help here today. Lord, we love you right now. God, we're thankful for your precious word, Lord. God, we ask that you would anoint it to every heart, to every life, to every situation, God. Give us ears to hear your voice, Lord God. Lord, and a willingness, God, that whenever you say go, that we'll go forward, Lord. We ask it in your precious name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Praise God. All throughout the Bible, amen, from the Old Testament to the New, we see examples of people who had a relationship with God. Amen. These people knew right from wrong. They knew good from evil. Amen. People much like you here today, much like me, people like Abraham. Amen. I don't put myself in the same category. But people like Abraham and Isaac, people like Jacob, David, Moses, the list goes on and on. All of these men spoke to God on a regular basis. But they had something else in common. Each of these men were eager to hear the voice of God and to obtain direction through it. They wanted God to give them direction in their life. Amen. I wonder if there's anybody here today that needs direction from God in your life. Amen. If you will, each of these men were telling God, "Here am I, Lord, send me. God, I'm here. I'm available. God, I want to hear your voice today." But instead of just saying it, these men weren't just going through the motions. Amen. They weren't just going through the process. They weren't concerned just so that other people would see them going through this process. But these men truly had a desire to be used by God. Amen. These men wanted God to use them however he saw fit. And when God said go, they went. They went in whatever direction he said. Whatever they were doing, they stopped. Whatever direction they were heading in, they turned around. They went a different course because they wanted to follow the commandment of God. Amen. God told Abraham to offer his son as a sacrifice upon the altar on Mount Moriah. Amen. Why would God do something like that? Why would God ask someone such a difficult task? But the Bible says that he got up early the next day. And he followed the commandment of God. He took his son up upon the altar, upon Mount Moriah, and he laid out the stones, and he laid down the wood, and he bound his son upon the altar. God would never require a human sacrifice. But God wanted to see what was in Abraham's heart. Amen. Even if he didn't really like what God had told him, he was willing to do what God had said. Amen. God told David that he was going to be king. Amen. Everybody likes that. Everybody likes it whenever we're set into a position of authority. Amen. But there was only one little problem. You see, David's father-in-law, Saul, was already the king. And David had to keep the right attitude, and David had to keep the right mentality and the right mindset until the day that God set him upon the throne. He was willing to go, but he was also willing to wait upon the perfect time of God. Praise God. Moses was told to go into Egypt and to command Pharaoh to set free the people of God. Can you imagine telling the leader of the then known world what to do? Amen. Can you imagine going before Pharaoh and saying, "Let my people go"? God said, "Let my people go." Or telling them that God, that they didn't even believe in, that he had sent you with a message. Amen. That took faith. Amen. That took faith. That took belief in God. Each of these men and countless others throughout the Bible were willing not only to tell God, "Here am I, send me," but they were also willing to follow through when God said, "Go." Praise God. Let's look at an example here this morning. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 3 and verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision." No one heard from the Lord. No one understood what it meant to hear the voice of the Lord because God had been quiet for so long. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. Amen. "And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep." Amen. This was a no-no. The ark, or the lamp of God, was always to burn continually in the temple. Amen. Verse 4 says, "The Lord called Samuel, and he said," or he answered, he said, "Here am I." Amen. And we're not going to read each of these, but basically, to give you the story, Samuel was hearing someone call out to him. He said, "Samuel." And I don't believe that it was an audible, a booming voice like sometimes we picture God to be. Sometimes we picture when God speaks to us that it's going to be this booming and heavenly voice coming down. Amen. But I believe that Samuel heard a voice just like your voice or just like my voice. And it said, "Samuel." Amen. And Samuel heard the voice and he said, "Here am I." And he believed that Eli was calling out to him. He believed that the priest was calling out to him and saying, "Samuel, I need something from you. Samuel, I need you to help me with something." And he made himself available. He made himself available that whatever Eli would need, whatever he would ask of him, that he was willing to do it. Amen. And so he said, "Here am I." And so he went to Eli and he said, "You called for me. What did you need?" And Eli said, I didn't call for you." Amen. He said, "Go back to sleep." And so Samuel went back to his bed. And no doubt it took him a little while. He couldn't go back to sleep after you've heard someone call your name. It's a little bit hard. It's a little bit unnerving to try to go back to sleep. Amen. And soon the voice came again and said, "Samuel." And he rose up and he said, "Here am I." And he went to Eli again and he said, "You called for me. What did you need?" And Eli again said, "I didn't call for you." But Eli understood what was going on. Samuel had not heard from the voice of the Lord. He did not understand what it was to hear the voice of the Lord. But Eli, from time past, amen, knew what it meant to hear the voice of God. And so he told Samuel, he said, "Go back to bed. And if you hear your voice called, or your name called, excuse me, and you hear it's the Lord calling. And what I want you to do is whenever you hear it, I want you to say this. He said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Amen. So Samuel, verse 9 tells us Samuel went to lay down in his place. He went back to his bed. And verse 10 says, "And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel. And then Samuel answered, 'Speak, for thy servant heareth.'" Amen. Amen. I wonder today, if we were to hear the voice of God, would we say, "Speak, for thy servant heareth"? Amen. This young man, Samuel, didn't even know God. He didn't have a relationship with God. He didn't go to church on a regular basis. Amen. He didn't know the voice of God. He didn't understand what God was trying to do or what God was trying to say to him. But he was willing to listen because he knew that God knew better than him. And he knew that God understood more than him. And he knew the direction that he needed to go. Praise God. No matter whether you've been living for God all of your life or whether you're just starting out searching for God, God wants to speak to you. Amen. And God is looking for somebody. God is desiring somebody that will say, "Lord, here am I. Speak to me, God. Here am I. Send me, God. Here am I, Lord. Speak, for thy servant heareth." Praise God. Praise God. Can you imagine if we had heard an audible voice from God this morning? God told you to do something that you maybe didn't want to do. Maybe God spoke to you and said that you needed to do something that you didn't totally understand. Amen. What would our answer be? Praise God. A lot of people are willing to say, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." But are we willing to go when the Lord says go? Are we willing to put to action whatever it is that God speaks to us? Amen. If we read in our Word of God, if we read in the Bible that it says, "Thou shalt" or "Thou shalt not," if we read in the Word of God a commandment that it gives us, amen, that's God's voice speaking to us and telling us, "This is the direction that I want you to go in." Amen. But I wonder how many of us are willing to go when the Lord says go. Praise God. Praise God. If we read on, Samuel was willing. Amen. Verse 15, Samuel lay until the morning. After God had spoken to him, he lay there with his eyes wide open. And he was no doubt in awe that God had spoken to him and that he had spoken to his into his mind. Amen. And it says he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Amen. You see, God had given Samuel a vision for Eli. He had told Samuel that he was going to destroy the house of Eli because Eli's sons were very, very wicked. Amen. And Samuel was a servant to Eli. Amen. He didn't want to tell his master. Amen. He didn't want to tell him. It'd be like you kids going to your parents and telling them that you'd heard something from God for them. Amen. But you know it's not something that they want to hear. Amen. It'd be like one of us, any of us, going to pastor and saying, this is what God told me. Amen. And pastor would want to hear it. I'm telling you right now. Amen. But it's a difficult situation that Samuel was put into. Amen. It says he feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. He was there to serve him still. And he said, what is this thing the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me, all the things that he said unto thee. He said, don't sugarcoat it. Don't hide what the Lord has said to you, but tell me what the word of the Lord. Eli still had a desire to hear from God. Eli still had a desire to hear from the voice of God, even if it didn't come directly to him. He wanted God to speak to somebody. Amen. And verse 18 says, Samuel told him every whit, everything, and hid nothing from him. He told him what the Lord had said. And Eli's character shows through here. Even though Eli's sons were wicked, amen, Eli was a good man, and he said, it is the Lord. Praise God. God said this. God did this. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. Amen. Let God do whatever is good. Amen. So often we try to do what we think is good. Amen. So often we try to figure things out on our own. Amen. And we hear, or we think that we hear the voice of God, and we block it out, or we push it aside because we don't want to hear what God has to say, or we don't want to do what God has told us to do. Amen. But we need to be able to say, let God do what he sees is good, what seemeth good to God. Praise God. Now you might be saying, Brother Reed, what does this have to do with all of us? Well, I'm so glad that you asked me that this morning. Amen. God laid this on my heart earlier this week, and I believe it is for every person under the sound of my voice today. God wants to speak to somebody. Are you listening for the voice of God? God wants to know, are you willing to go? Praise God. I'm going to say that again. God wants to know, are you willing to go wherever he leads you, whatever direction he leads you in? Are you willing to do something for him and for his kingdom? Amen. Praise God. Are you willing? Are you making yourself available? Amen. Or are we just too busy? Praise God. Are we saying, here am I, Lord, send me, or speak, for thy servant heareth? But we're ignoring the voice of God when he tries to talk to us. Amen. We need to make ourselves available for God to use us. We need to put God first in every area of our lives. Amen. 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 Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. It says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Praise God. That means that God's will is more important than our jobs. That means that God's will is more important than our possessions. Amen. That means that God's will is more important than our money. Amen. That means that God's will is more important than our will. Praise God. Whatever it means. Praise God. We are told to love him with all of our being, with every part of us, all of us. Amen. Not withholding anything from God. Amen. I've heard the story of back in the times of the Crusades where men would go to be baptized. Amen. And they would go into the water and they would take their sword and they would hold their sword out of the water when they went down and they were baptized. And in essence, they were saying, God, I'm going to give everything to you, but I'm going to hold this out. God, I'm going to hold this out and I'm going to keep it for myself. God, you can't have this part of me. Amen. But that's not what God desires. That's not what the Word of God has to say. Amen. When we're baptized into Christ, every part of us is baptized and buried with Him. Amen. Every part of our life has to be given over to Him. Amen. Well, you might say that, well, that's extreme. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, living for God takes some extremity. Amen. Living for God takes some desire and some zeal. Amen. It's not difficult if you live for God. God will make it easy. Amen. But it is something that you have to purpose in your heart and in your mind that I'm going to do this with every part of my being. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. God desires for us to make ourselves available so that He can use us, so that He can bless us. Amen. We're not this weak servant. And Jesus told him, He says, you're not like my servants. Amen. Because a servant doesn't know what the master has to say. Amen. You are my brethren. Amen. You are closer than a servant. God isn't looking for a servant that He's cracking a whip upon. Amen. He's looking for someone that will serve alongside Him to do the work of God, to do the work of the kingdom of God. Praise God. That's what God desires. Amen. That means that God's will is more important than our will. Praise God. Amen. I'm not apostolic only on Sunday and Wednesday when I walk through the doors of this church. I'm not a Christian only when I come to church services. Amen. I'm apostolic in every minute of every day. God called me to be a light to a lost and a dying world. Praise God. God called me to do this, to live this life everywhere that I'm at. Amen. No doubt you've seen bumper stickers. Amen. And I've seen them on the back of trucks. Amen. It says, born to fish, forced to work. Amen. Has anybody ever seen something like that? Praise God. Well, you know what? I was born again for His will. Praise God. And I just have to do all this other stuff in this life. Amen. Until He calls me back. Amen. Until He calls His church up. Amen. I'm born again. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Amen. I just have to go work on a job. Amen. I just have to keep up my house. Amen. I just have to pay my bills. Amen. These are just things. These are just things in this world that we have to partake of. Amen. Unfortunately. Amen. But they come in, they pale in comparison. They come in second. Amen. To the will and the purpose of God. Praise God. Praise God. God has a desire for every life here today. Amen. Every soul that is sitting, and it's not, you're just not we're not just people. Amen. There are, every one of us possess a soul, and God desires every soul here to live for Him and to walk with Him. We've got to keep our ears attentive to hear the voice of God. Amen. And we've got to be willing to move when He says go. Praise God. Praise God. Luke chapter number 6 and verse 10. It says, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, amen, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Amen. If we cannot be faithful, I'm going to paraphrase that a little bit. If we cannot be faithful in this life and in this world, amen, and mammon refers to money, but it possessions, the things of this life. If we cannot be faithful in these things, how is God going to trust to us the true riches? Amen. We need to be able to trust God. Excuse me. God needs to be able to trust to use us in the smallest areas if we are going to be trusted in larger areas and larger things. If we can't be faithful in the basics, God will just speak to someone else who is willing to listen and obey. Amen. And I don't know about you. I don't want God taking something that He had to tell me. I don't want Him to take something that He wanted to speak to me and to tell it to somebody else because I didn't have ears to hear. Amen. I want to be able to hear the voice of God. And I want to be able to go when He says go. Praise God. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. Turn there with me. Colossians 3 and verse 23. It says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Praise God. Praise God. Whatever you do, that means anything. Amen. You can put anything into that. Whatever you do, amen. Whatever your hand finds to do, amen. Whether you're mowing the lawn, praise God, do it unto the Lord. If you're fixing your house, amen, do it unto the Lord. Praise God. If you're cooking or you're cleaning or you're going for a walk or a jog, do it unto God. How do you do that? Amen. You do so by being a light. Amen. You do so by being an example. Praise God. If you're working on your job, do it to the best of your ability because you are a representative of God and people are watching. Praise God. Praise God. Matthew 5 and verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen. What does that mean? That means that if I do something good, I don't get the glory for it. If I do something good, I don't get all the credit for it. Amen. And you know what? That goes against what this generation teaches. Amen. That goes against what the world teaches. Amen. We do good and we want people to pat us on the back and to give us some accolades. Amen. But that's not how it works. Amen. We do good works and we glorify our Father which is in heaven. Amen. They're going to see what you do and they're going to wonder. They're going to wonder, what's different about this guy? What's different about this lady? Amen. Why are they so concerned about doing it to the best of their ability? And when they ask, why did you take all that extra time when nobody's going to see it and nobody's going to notice? Why did you do that? That's your opportunity. That's your opportunity to give glory to God and to tell them, oh, well, my God said that everything that I do, I need to do it unto the Lord, that I need to do it to the best of my ability. God has blessed me, and so I'm going to do my best to bless others. Amen. Praise God, to give the very best. God gave His very best upon Calvary. Amen. And the least that I can do is give my very best because it's still going to pale in comparison. Praise God. Praise God. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Turn there with me. Matthew 6 and 19. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal." Amen. That sounds like the world that we live in today, doesn't it? Amen. Everybody you talk to, everybody you see, their focus is getting gain, getting more. I want a bigger house. I want a better car. Amen. I want more money in the bank. I want more possessions. Amen. I want this. I desire this. Amen. But verse 20 says, "Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven." Amen. "Where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, neither thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Where's our treasure today? I want to ask us that. Where is our treasure today? Please don't misunderstand this verse. This does not mean that you cannot have nice things in this life. Amen. That does not mean that you have to live a life of poverty and destitution. Amen. But it does mean that we need to make sure that we're keeping our focus upon real treasure. Amen. All the money that I have in the bank and the nicest car that I can buy and the nicest house that I can possess is going to be burned up when the Lord destroys this world. Amen. And I'm not going to be able to take anything with me. Amen. The Bible says, "Naked I came into this world, and naked I shall leave." Nothing that I have, no possession that I have, am I going to be able to take with me. Amen. So how am I going to be dressed? How am I going to have possessions when I get to heaven? When I get to the afterlife? Amen. When I get to the next life? Amen. How am I going to have those things? Because I'm going to take some treasures and I'm going to put them up there. And I'm going to set them aside, and they're going to be waiting for me. Amen. When I get to heaven. How do we lay up treasures in heaven? Amen. We do the will of God. Amen. We reach out to the lost. Amen. We talk to somebody about God. We try to help somebody make it besides just us. Amen. We give even when we don't have the ability to give. Amen. We go when we don't desire to go. That's how we lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. It's not our treasures yet, but we're laying them up so that we can possess them someday. Praise God. This life and this world isn't what really matters. What really matters is that our focus is on God's kingdom. Amen. And God's will, as long as we are living in this old God-forsaken world. Praise God. This world doesn't care about God. This world doesn't care about the things of God. Amen. But if we're sensitive, if we have an ear to hear, we can hear God calling to us. Amen. In this world, this world that has turned its back on God, if they'll just stop long enough and listen and open their ears, they'll hear the voice of God calling to them. My child, amen, come back to me. They'll hear the voice of God saying, I want you to get right with me. They'll hear the voice of God saying, I want you to turn from your wicked ways and I want you to live for me. Amen. So many in our generation close their ears off to that type of talk. Because that type of talk means sacrifice. That type of talk means commitment. Amen. But I'll tell you, that type of talk will get you straight to heaven. That type of talk will get you right where you need to be with God. It'll bring you to a place of repentance. Amen. It'll bring you to an old-fashioned Pentecostal altar. Amen. Where you can get right with God. Amen. And God can begin to deal with you. And He can begin to work things out in your life. Praise God. I'll tell you, there are people, and I was one of them, that are so very far away from God. Amen. When I came to God, when I first came to God, I was so very far away from God. Amen. People looked at me and they said, God's going to have to do a miracle in that one. Amen. I didn't look like I did. I didn't act like I did. I was involved in things that I don't even want to discuss because I'm so disgusted with them. Amen. But God saw something in me. And little by little, He began to whisper and He began to speak to me and He began to call out to me. I wasn't looking for God. I didn't know what the voice of God was. Samuel didn't know what the voice of God was. He had never heard from God, but he was a young man that was willing to serve. He was a young man that had a voice, that had ears to hear the voice of God. And if you're here this morning, I just want to encourage you, don't close your ears when God tries to speak to you. God desires for you to hear His voice. Amen. He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants to direct you. He wants to give you direction in your life. Praise God. Praise God. What matters in this life is, are we willing to go when God says go? Matthew 7 and verse 21. Turn there with me this morning. Matthew 7 and verse 21. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Can you imagine? Amen. This verse has always saddened me when I think about it. There are going to be people that stand before Him at the judgment day. Amen. There are going to be people that say, God, we have prophesied in your name. We've been a prophet. We've been a mouthpiece for you, God. Amen. We've cast out devils in your name. Praise God, and in your name we've done many wonderful works. There are going to be good people that are standing before the throne of God. Amen. That unfortunately, He's going to have to profess to them, I never knew you. How can that be? How can somebody do a wonderful work in the name of the Lord and he never knew them? Praise God. How does the Lord know us? He knows us through prayer, through communication, through our lifestyle. Amen. And let me tell you, prayer is more than just talking to God. It's more than just telling him all about your trouble and your situation and your problem and saying, God, I need you to fix this. God, I'm in trouble right now. I need you to help me right here. God is not a slot machine. He's not a candy machine that you put a coin in and you turn the knob and you get what you want from him. Amen. But when we talk to God and we tell him our needs and God desires that we do so, don't misunderstand me. God desires. He wants to hear your need. Amen. But God is also looking for somebody that's willing to listen. Amen. When you're praying, stop long enough to hear the voice of God. Stop long enough to listen for the voice of God and then be willing to follow wherever he says to go. Amen. What are you talking about? Well, if God tells you I need to be faithful to the house of God, amen, then I've got to go. I've got to do what the Word of God says to me. If God tells you to be faithful in your giving, amen, then do it. Go and be faithful in that area. If God tells you to go reach out to somebody, amen, and to be a light on your job, then go and do it. Praise God. We have to be willing to go. Praise God. Matthew 25 and verse 14, a very familiar parable in the Word of God. Matthew 25 and verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained the other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them." Amen. Do we still believe the Lord is coming back? Amen. This parable is talking about the coming of the Lord. Amen. It's talking about his coming back. Amen. And you know what? He's going to be looking to see what we've done with what he's given to us. Praise God. Verse 20 says, "And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou gave me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more. I've increased with what you've given to me. And the Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Amen. "And he that received 2 talents, he did the same thing. He brought those 2 talents. He said, Lord, I've gained 2 additional talents. And he gave them to him. And he answers him with the exact same words. He says, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Praise God. These men were told the exact same thing. God wasn't concerned with the quantity. Amen. God wasn't concerned that one had given him 2 additional, one had given him 5. God was concerned with the quality. Amen. God was concerned with what these men did with what he put into their hands. Amen. But unfortunately, there is a negative example. There was one that received 1 talent. And the Bible says that he buried it in the ground. Amen. Because he was afraid. Amen. And when the Lord came back, amen, the Bible says that he called him a wicked and slothful servant. Amen. Amen. He took that 1 talent and he hid it. He said, "What are you going to do with this 1 talent I gave unto you?" And this man did nothing. This man did nothing. Amen. "For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has." Verse 30, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Amen. What a scary place to find yourself. Amen. God forbid that any of us ever squander with what God has called us to do. Amen. Amen. There was a missionary, and I've used this before, there was a missionary in the late 1800s by the name of C.T. Studd. And he wrote a poem that I thought was fitting. I want to use a few verses of this morning. It says, "Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart, and from my mind would not depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Soon will its fleeting hours be done. Then in that day my Lord to meet, to stand before His judgment seat. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, a few brief years, each with its burdens, hopes, and fears. Each with its clays I must fulfill, living for self or in His will. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Amen. Give me, Father, a purpose deep. In joy or sorrow, Thy word to keep. Faithful and true, whatever the strife, pleasing Thee in my daily life. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." Amen. So very true. Amen. The things that we do in this life are going to fade away. Amen. But the things that we do for God, and when we live for God and we give our lives to God, those things are going to last forever. Those things are going to last for eternity. Amen. Amen. Sister Reed, would you come this morning? Excuse me. Amen. I want to ask us today, are we making ourselves available? Praise God. Are we making ourselves available to hear the voice of God? To hear God's calling to us. Amen. Amen. God calls out. Amen. And what's amazing about it, it's like Samuel. Samuel didn't know the voice of God. Samuel didn't know what to listen for or what to hear. Amen. But he kept his ear attentive. Amen. When I came to God, amen, there was a voice. There was something that was spoken to me and it stuck with me. Amen. Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. Amen. These men, and I'm not going to go into the entire story, amen, but these men saw the mighty works of God. They saw God doing miraculous things. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 37, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Amen. And they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" What do we do? Amen. Maybe you're asking yourself this morning, what do I do? What do I need to do? What do I need to do to be able to hear the voice of God? What do I need to do to let God work in my life and to change me and begin to work on me? Verse 38 says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent." Amen. It starts right there. Repentance. Amen. Repentance is not just asking for God to forgive you. That's a good part of it. Amen. But that's not everything. Repentance isn't about face. Amen. It's turning ourselves away from the sin and the wickedness of our past and turning ourselves toward God. Amen. Turning ourselves towards God's righteousness and His plan. It doesn't mean that we're where we need to be yet. Amen. But it means that we're going in the right direction. It says, "And be baptized, every one of you." Amen. Nobody is excluded. Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. That means the washing away or the blotting out. Amen. After you've repented of your sins and you've given them to God and you've asked His forgiveness. Amen. Those sins need to be washed away. Amen. They like to stick to us. They like to hold on to us. Amen. They like to come back to haunt us. Amen. If we don't watch out. Amen. But when we go to the waters of baptism. Amen. And we're baptized in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that those sins are remitted. They're washed away. They're never going to come back again. Amen. And you know the awesome thing about being baptized in Jesus' name? is it's not just for that one time. It's not just for those sins that you've committed up to that point. Amen. But there's power in that water that if you fall and if you mess up after you've been living for God, there's power that you can be remitted. Those sins can be remitted again. Amen. God's blood, God's power is upon us when we go down in the waters of baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. But just the great thing is we don't have to stay buried. We don't have to stay underwater. Amen. I can't hold my breath that long. Amen. But the Bible says that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's a new life. Amen. That's what it means to be born again of water and of the Spirit. Amen. And God desires it for each and every one of us. Amen. No matter how long you've been living for God, God has the Holy Ghost for you here in this service this morning. Amen. If you're just starting out living for God or you're seeking Him, amen, God has the Holy Ghost for you this morning. Praise God. God desires to touch us today. God desires to speak to us today. Praise God. Amen. He just wonders who's listening. Amen. Who is listening? Praise God. Praise God. Are we listening? Are we making ourselves available? Are we saying, "Here am I, Lord, send me"? Praise God. Are we saying, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth"? I wonder if there's anybody that's heard the word of the Lord this morning. I wonder if there's anybody that feels what I feel in this house today. God is telling somebody, it's time to go. It's time to go today. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't we just stand together in this house? Praise God. Praise God. This is not a condemning message today. I'm trying to encourage somebody. Listen for the voice of God. Listen to what God has for you. Put one foot in front of the other and do something for God. Oh, these altars are open. Why don't we find a friend? Why don't you find a friend? And why don't you come and let's pray and let's seek after the Lord in this house. Oh, we love you today, Jesus. Oh, we praise your name today, God.